There was a pause. And who do you think I am? Howdy Small Song. Long time no see. There was a longer pause. You need to leave my mother alone. I wasn't aware that I was bothering her. She's the one who stitched up my head after I took a fall over near the Whitetail Cabins. I heard something took a bite out of you, and you lost more than a day of your life. Maybe. I blew my breath out in a quickly disappearing cloud. This is getting tiresome. How about I turn around and we look each other in the face? You can turn around. I did, and there was no one there. I looked over the dumpster and around the corner, but couldn't find him. Up here. I could see a large individual crouched on the edge of the flat roof about 12 feet up, overlooking the alcove where I stood. By design, he was perfectly backlit by the streetlight behind him, and no matter how hard I looked, I could only see his outline. He was wearing what looked like a black BDU, with the bill of a ball cap sticking out from a hood, and held the barrel of some kind of tactical shotgun that was chained on me. What are you, Batman? I'm better. I'm real. Yep, well, you're going to have to be real, with a lot less ammunition. We found one of your caches. I got plenty more where all that came from. Why? Why are you stockpiling all this stuff, Artie? The end of the world is coming, lawman. So you say. You've got an interesting sense of interior design. Where did you get the teeth that are driven into the wall? He glanced toward the distance, his breath trailing in front of his face, hiding it even more. They were given to me. By whom? I don't suppose you noticed that all those teeth have fillings. It doesn't like metal, can't take it with it. He shifted his weight, but the muzzle of the 12-gauge stayed on me. I didn't write those notes to either of those girls. Then you have nothing to fear. You're right about that. I knew that girl, Jeannie. She came to me asking questions and stuff, but I had nothing to do with her disappearance. Come in and make a statement. He barked out a cold laugh. I don't think so. Any idea who might be writing the notes? I got a couple of ideas. He leaned out a little. Hey, lawman, not to change the subject or anything, but have you ever heard of a place called Fort Pratt? Not until recently. He nodded, studying me. I got a feeling you're going to end up going there before long. Where is it exactly? He pointed over his shoulder. North of here. Near Fort Shaw? In that direction. But it's not really near anything. I pulled my hand out of my pocket, trailing it back. And why would I be going there? Because a teensy part of you is already there, about a day's worth of your life. And if you want to retrieve it, you're going to have to go get it, all the way to hell and back. I took a step forward, pressing against the edge of the dumpster, wondering if I could scramble onto the thing and get up on the roof after him, that is, if he didn't shoot me in the process. I've got one for you. Have you ever heard of the Evo Teomus? He was silent for a moment. Don't say that name out loud or too often, lawman. You say it one time too many, and you won't have to make that trip to Fort Pratt to find it. It'll come find you. What is it? Whatever you've made it to be. Whatever you've fed it. And I've got a feeling, lawman, I've got a feeling that over the years you've fed it a lot. The more you feed it, the hungrier it gets. I worked up a smile and cast it his way. Artie, if you know anything about me, you'd know that I don't scare easy. Oh, don't worry. It doesn't want to scare you. How about the number 31? Does that mean anything to you? No. Should it? I slipped a hand into my coat and froze as I heard the action of the tactical shotgun charge. Easy there, Artie. I carefully pulled the booklet from my pocket and held it up for him to see. I found this book about the wandering without, or it was left for me by a friend. What friend? Moving the book up higher, I used it to cover my other hand, sliding the safety strap from my .45. Virgil White Buffalo, ever heard of him? I've heard the name. I dropped my head in a mock chuckle. Well, if you run into this Evo Teomus, or whatever it is, while you're out there prowling around in the dark, you be sure to tell it I'm looking for it, would you? Snatching the semi-automatic from the holster, I brought it up to find nothing.